something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message Responsibility of Prayer.
Hallelujah. What did Jesus say? All authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Then he said, go ye therefore and make disciples, pupils of the nations. He said, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the ability. Over all the ability of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. It's like that commissioner saying to that policeman, you go to that junction and you direct the vehicles. He says, but the cars are heavy. There are lots of them. There's a lot of momentum. They might hit me. Shut up, boy! I said, go there. All you have to do is, hey, and they all stop. Doesn't matter how many tones, they'll grind to a halt. He's been trying to understand that authority. Now, let that guy do this to you, and you move beyond that line. Then you face the wrath of the commissioner. That's when he shows up. You get it now? Not the wrath of the traffic warden, but the wrath of the commissioner who put him there. That's when he steps in. To say, you did that to me. He doesn't say, you did that to him. Oh, me? He says to the police, to the law. You get it now? So we have been given the power of attorney to function in the name of Jesus. And the trouble is, most Christians are not using what they've got. So they're holding God responsible for what's happening to them. We prayed. So why did it still happen? We told God he was traveling to Lagos. And he had this accident and died. But we told God he was gone. You told God he was gone? It's not a question of telling God he is gone. And one of the things that a lot of us have to understand is death is not the end. That's why he included in it, heal the sick, cast out devils, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. In other words, don't look at death. Then after crying like this, you say, we must raise him up. You ain't going to raise him up. He's not coming up. Because your tears were a demonstration of your unbelief. Imagine Jesus coming to Jairus' house. Like some people say, well, when Jesus was at the grave of Lazarus, he wept. He didn't weep because somebody says, see how he loved him. Because Jesus, the Bible says, Jesus wept. Why did he weep?
He wasn't weeping because he loved Lazarus. He was weeping because of the people. Listen to his prayer. When he prayed, then you understand why he wept. He said, oh God, you know I love Lazarus so much. You got to do something. No. He said, I thank you that you've heard me, but I'm talking now because of these people. That's what he said. Because that's why he wept. He wept because of them. Because he saw death that was nothing, paralyzing them, destroying them. Jesus wept. Death that was God's enemy, taking charge of God's people. That's why he wept. The Bible says the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. So death is an enemy of God. So when he steps in like a hawk to take somebody away, God fears it. It feels like, hey, I want my kids to do something about death. I've defeated death already. It's paralyzed. Come on, do something. There's a difference between being defeated and being destroyed. Death has been defeated. That's what the Bible tells us. But it shall be destroyed, annihilated. The car knocked the boy down. He's dead. Jesus! No! Stand as a man of authority in the name of Jesus. I keep his life in him. They said some robbers have picked him up. They've taken him away. Jesus! 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 They've carried my husband. Jesus! They've carried him. Nothing's gonna work. We're gonna kill him. You stand where you are instead of running. You say, in the name of Jesus, with joy, because you can do something about it. Doesn't matter where they're taking him, in the name of Jesus. Keep his life in him. You still there? I told you about the man. His daughter was driven crazy by demons. She would get up and run. Sometimes fall into the water like that fellow in the Bible. Sometimes she'll run against the wall, try to kill herself. On this occasion, she just took off. It was outside, and she was running to a river that wasn't too far from where they were. The father ran after the girl. But, you know, she outran him. She was younger, and the demons were making her run fast. And he was coming behind. Stop! Stop! And she wouldn't stop. The demons drove her crazy. Oh. When he couldn't catch up, he stopped. He said, Jesus, hold her. Oh, and she fell under the power. And he went there and picked her up. Well, he was just learning about authority. And Jesus let him get by with that. Next time, she shouldn't say, Jesus, hold her. Stop in the name of Jesus. Because when you're growing up as a baby, he allows you to do some things. Paul said, when I was a child, I thought like a child. I spoke like a child. I acted like a child. He said, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. God expects you to put away childish things. Childish things such as, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as we are going to bed this night, please protect us. Uh-uh. Don't pray like that. It will not work. Don't you understand? I know you've been getting by. Something wrong, my God. You say, in the name of Jesus, we are protected. We are in the presence of God. We live in the presence of God. Somebody said, how can you just, you are taking God for granted. You know, religious people, they say, you're taking God for granted. You think he's under obligation to do what you want? Okay, hold on. Where did you find that I was taking God for granted? Don't you think your reasoning is your problem? You're telling me that I am taking God for granted. How did you find out that somebody could take God for granted? How did you know? It's not in any book in the world. How did you come about that information? You see, your assumption is your problem. You are cheating God. Really? How do you know? Your assumption is your problem. You think you can get God to do whatever you want? Well, why do you think I can't? And why do you suppose that's what I'm trying to do? Your assumption is your problem. God said, ask me. I didn't tell him to tell me that. He said, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and he shall find. He said, knock, and it shall be open unto you. What did Jesus say? Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. He didn't say, if you ask anything, if he wants to. He says, according to his will. What is according to his will? According to his word. That means ask according to his word. Hey. Listen, he's not saying ask for things that are in his will. Zovratiko sonjolamanda. Did you hear what I said? He said, clean out your eyes, clean out your heart, and understand.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.